is The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Buzz Archive Friday on the first day of November. My name's Greg. I've been here for a while. Going into the week, I got the Archive Friday for you. Great news, the douchebag. This one caused a lot of talk. I remember it well. And we got it for you. And I hope you enjoy the weekend. You know, give yourself some time to do something for yourself. Breathe, whatever. Rip it up. Do whatever it is you want to do. And we're back on Monday at 5:30. But right now, here's Archive Who's the Douchebag. Listen to the podcast at morningbuzz.com. Buzz 24-7, you know, the more show after show, you know, kind of thing. Well, it's 8:09, so I guess we can do what we're supposed to do on a Wednesday morning when we help solve some of your issues.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Brought to you by our friends at the On the Vine Marketplace. Great friends. I love them. Sponsored there. Local and fresh. On the Vine Marketplace. Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter. Route 1 in Scarborough. OnTheVineMarketplace.com. So you got a situation. You got a sitch. And you're in the middle. Or some. Maybe you just think, I know I'm right. 1,000%. I'm going to throw this in at who's the douchebag. See if I'm right or the person I'm really angry at or had a beef with is right. Sometimes it has happened when neither of the people are actual douchebags, but the whole point is trying to figure out who is more right than the other. Because sometimes both people can be right in one way or another, right?
Right.
Great. Thank you.
Right on, G.
Thank you. Sometimes it's a clear cut, you know, who's the douchebag. And then there are other times when I think it's, or we think it's clear cut, and you guys go the other way. So who knows? But here's today's. You can email your submissions to Greg at morningbuzz.com, Laura at morningbuzz.com, Roadkiller Kelly or Kayla as well. Here we go. This one starts off all caps, by the way. Godfather.
Godfather!
Why the yelling?
Then it returns to regular font.
Because it was...
I don't know, capital. Kelly. I don't know. Here it is. There I was, minding my own business. Isn't that the way?
It usually happens in my life.
Yeah. There I was, minding my own business in the parking lot of a Market Basket, waiting for my wife to come out with the groceries. I was sitting in my car, just scrolling through my phone, listening to some tunes with the volume down low. As I'm sitting there, a couple in the car just off my driver's side front end, said front twice, but front end, they start to have what sounds like an argument. After about a minute, it got pretty heated, so much so that I was no longer scrolling. I was looking directly at the two of them, but they weren't looking at me. He was yelling really loudly at the woman and seemed to be really upset. They had the windows rolled up, but even still, everybody in a 20 to 40 foot radius could probably hear it. She started yelling back at him when I saw him put his hand up and go to poke her in the chest while he was yelling. It went on for about 3 minutes. Then I decided to get out of the car just to make sure this woman was okay. I wasn't trying to be a Superman or anything, just checking on the lady. That's all. So I walk up to the passenger side where the woman is, and I knock on the window. She turns away from the guy, looks at me with a pissed off look on her face, and lowers the window. And I say, is everything okay? The woman's response was to yell at me, why don't you mind your own blanking business? I stood there stunned for a second, so much for being a nice guy. I looked over at him, and I decided I could take him if it came to that. And that's when I said, fine. But if I see him lay another hand on you, I'm calling the police. He then also told me to blank off. So I put my hands up in the hands-off motion, and I backed away from the car. I said, maybe you guys ought to go fight somewhere else where 20 people can't hear you screaming. That got me my third and final F-off of the afternoon. My wife came out about 5 minutes later after they had gone, and I told her the story, and she said, I should have minded my own business, too. I was like, what? Her point was that I shouldn't have gone over to the car because it's not like he wasn't physical with her. She said, we've had shouting matches before. How would you like some stranger to come over and butt in? My response was, we weren't stupid enough to have it in the parking lot of a Market Basket. She said I should have waited, not said anything, and if I felt like it was getting out of control, I should have called the cops from within my car. Was I a douchebag here? Should I have minded my own business? Or is the woman in the car for screaming at me when I was just trying to help? Heck, I'll even throw this in. Or is it my wife for not supporting me for trying to help this woman? Everybody's staring blank.
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to put myself in the situation. I might be the one that gets up and goes to the car and says to the woman, are you okay? But I'm not a male. So coming,
oh, so you wonder if it's different coming from a woman.
Right, and that's why if I was to approach the car and say, excuse me, are you okay? I think it's different than if I was a man and went up to the car and presented myself. So that's why I'm kind of torn.
I don't know if putting your finger on somebody's pointing like that is
physical. Yeah.
What did it say? Pointed to her chest or pointed her like in the chest?
He said, hold on a second. Hold on. When I saw him put his hand up and kind of poke her in the chest while he was yelling, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Once, okay. Any other time, and then I'm seriously thinking about it. I'm seriously thinking about, okay, I'm either going to call or I'm gonna go. You know, but you just don't know nowadays.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you don't want to call wait for authorities to come, you know, and have there be a period of time where it escalates.
If you can see him pointing his finger, can he see whether there's any physical violence? Why does he have to approach the car to see that? If he can see from where he was.
Yeah, I think that if it was, I don't even know. How do I say this? If he was getting physical, I think he would see that and he would say that. You know what I mean? It seems like from what he wrote once, he saw that once.
Yeah, so maybe it was quick to.
And maybe he didn't even touch
her.
Maybe he just went like that and didn't touch her. I don't know.
He's quick to jump into protection mode.
He jumped too fast.
I don't have a problem with what he did.
Yeah, I mean, what if you just go over and say, are you okay? Right. Is everything okay? Why is that?
He didn't go up to the driver's window to where the dude was and say, hey, don't do that. He didn't confront the guy. He didn't do anything. He just said, hey, you're good.
Why couldn't she say, we're all set, thanks?
Right.
That's it. But she had to go off and mind your own blank in business. Obviously, she's angry. But if somebody's trying to help me and make sure that I'm okay. Why would you return with
she's embarrassed?
That could be the norm for them, right? That could be how they argue. And to that, it's like, why are you worried about it? This is what we do. But for an outsider, that's not the way that I see argument should happen. So I ask if you're okay. And then that response was aggressive.
Yeah. And then my hands are up in the air and I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not going to be responsible. What happened? You tell me you're fine. I'm good. I'm still going to be watching, though. I get it. You know, when you go over and you interject yourself into a situation like that, you don't know what the response is going
to
be.
You have to be aware of, like...
However, though, that doesn't mean don't do it in certain occasions. Because in that moment, you could be making the difference between, you know, something very bad happening. You know, you could also be the one person that says, are you okay, to a person who needs help and is afraid to say it. You know what I mean? I don't want to sit there and watch it and think, hey, she's okay, when she's not. What if the situation is, and I know it's an assumption. I know what I'm saying is an assumption, and it could be just two people arguing. And that happens. But is it bad to go over and go, hey, you okay? Is everything okay here? Yeah, we're fine. Thanks. And then I go back to my business. But I wouldn't want to not say something.
Well, it sounds like they were going back and forth.
Yes.
He put her finger on her chest. No, but I don't know if that's... I don't think that's physical violence.
He also could have looked like it did, and he didn't. Yeah. I don't know. Right. And he just don't know.
I think he was premature. He was seeing everything from his car. He should have stayed right there and monitored the situation.
He jumped too fast.
I'm okay with it. I don't think he did anything wrong.
I'm with Kay.
I don't. And what were the other two options? Were the woman or the wife?
He was mad that the wife didn't back him up.
Well, that's right. I'm going to say the woman's react. This guy wasn't coming over here to cause a problem. He didn't come up puffed up, chest up, ready to go. Like, he just hey, you good?
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
And she came back with a go yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's the other woman.
The guy got three goes.
Right.
Three goes.
I'm
going to
give him
a minute.
I'm
just going to, like, if you are caught up in the moment and you're having a disagreement and all of a sudden your emotions get the best of you as it does your partner, and then things elevate, the level of volume elevates, sometimes you're not aware, oh my God,
your surroundings.
People around you can hear you and stuff like that. And when somebody comes over and says, are you okay? To me, if I'm the guy,
it's a caring
then I would dial it back right then and there, and I would go, oh my God, we look like, you know, he's concerned that I'm being abusive or maybe abusive, and that would de-escalate it big time for me, you know, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't, you know. I just don't think that being nice and asking if someone is okay is an overreaction.
Yeah,
you know, he didn't go over and go knock it off. He didn't make a thing.
Right.
He just said, are you okay? And you got the mind your blanking business. You know?
But a lot of people feel that way. It's, you don't mess with somebody else's business. I do understand that, but he is right.
Even
don't
if it's an argument in public, though, Laura?
Yes, yes.
I'm not talking about me.
I think if it goes to something more than that, then I think it's time. But that was not time. That was not time.
I think the finger poke was a poke.
A lot of people do the finger poke. I'm not saying that's right.
No, yes,
it's
not. No,
a
they don't.
Yes, they do.
That's
not
a
finger poke. Is a very, very popular thing.
No, it's not.
A different finger poke.
Not in the chest. Not in the chest. Yeah.
Yeah, he totally overreacted. And I can see, you know what? He embarrassed them, which they probably
knew. They embarrassed themselves.
They were already well on the way, but brought it to their attention, which only made them probably a little bit more angry. Now they're angry at themselves, and they're taking it out on him.
So,
all right. Well, I think the woman is the douchebag. The couple is actually the douchebag. Right. The overreaction to his, hey, are you okay? You know, that's what I think. So, Kelly, you think it's
boy, it's close. I'm with Roadkill.
You just should have minded his business.
Watched the whole thing continuously from where he was.
Kayla,
no, I'm with you. I think it's them.
Okay,
I'm
gonna.
So, sorry.
What?
I was just so I know when I'm trying to figure,
it's going to be the guy, it's going to be the guy, the writer, or the woman who told him to go mind his own business.
Okay.
Laura, she's concentrating.
I am, because I'm so torn.
And you made an excellent point. Being a woman, going over and knocking on the window.
She might not have told me to go.
But that's why he went to her window to make sure she was okay and didn't want to do it from the other side. A woman going up and checking on another woman, I think you're right,
would
be received 100% differently.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
even if I was to mind my own business, I won't because I want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's them.
Yeah.
But I do see how I know a lot of people are mind your business.
Yeah, this is the woman that, you know, said you're smoking in a car with a kid in it. I'm going to put some lotion on your baby.
Not realizing
you're not afraid to get involved. You're not afraid to get involved.
The lotion on the baby thing, the woman, the girl, what, the younger mother
was very thankful
that I had lotion because she did realize, wow, my baby is getting really burned.
Mm-hmm.
For the ones smoking in the car, those two were not happy with me. But that was a grandmother, a daughter, and a granddaughter situation. And I said, that baby can't talk.
Yeah.
And you guys are sitting in here with the windows rolled up, and it's raining out.
That happened 100 years ago.
It was 100 years ago.
So it makes me angry.
Anyway, 888-556-7625. Those are our opinions, but they don't matter. Yours are the votes that do. And it's a tough spot. It is a tough spot to watch something like that. There's nothing more uncomfortable than seeing an argument or a fight take place in public. And if it elevates to the point where you think you have to get up and go, hey, you know? That's a tough spot to be in. All right, 888-556-7625. Let's go.
It could have ended up like that video that Greg has on his page about the women battling in front of the outhouse.
Oh yeah, that's true. Craig is on the phone. Craig, good morning. Who's the douchebag?
I would have to say the writer. You can't get involved in domestic stuff. That's dangerous. Plus, everyone's assuming that the woman needed help. Who's to say that she couldn't beat the crap out of the guy?
That, I mean, whether she's hitting him or he's hitting her or whatever, that's when you intervene without a doubt.
But what you're saying also, what you're saying is also true in the sense that, you know, the most dangerous call most police officers or law enforcement people go on are the domestics, because at least one person doesn't want you there. Same thing would be for a civilian stepping in. At least one person, in this case, both, don't want you anywhere near there. So that's fair.
I agree, and they're both mad. So, well, you should just sit back. If you see someone getting violent, call the cops. That's their job. Mm-hmm. Don't get involved in that stuff.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir. Sarah's on the phone. Everybody. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning,
Sarah. Who's the douchebag here?
It's definitely the woman who is fighting. 20 years ago, I was hanging out in Hampton Beach, of all places, and watched a guy punch his windshield while he was yelling at his girlfriend. I was in the car behind them, and I was like, I told my friend, we got to call the police. We got to do something. We got to get her out of this. And my friend and I were, like, in high school, so we said, no, we can't really do anything. We're just two, like, young women. But to this day, I regret not, like, asking her if she was okay or calling the police or something, because the man was being so aggressive. So if you have to ask if the woman's okay. I 100% agree with you, Greg, that worst case scenario, you get yelled at to leave him alone, but best case scenario, you save a woman from domestic violence, and that's worth the risk. It's absolutely worth the risk. There's a right. Absolutely.
It could be the one moment where somebody says, do you need help? And she decides to say yes.
Right.
It could be, that to me is the thing. Exactly. And you can be mad at me and you can tell me to F off and I'll go, okay, fine.
Yep.
But I gave you the shot. I gave you the shot. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah.
Every time I would wish someone to do that for me too. Thank you. Yeah, I hope everybody continues to reach out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well thought out, Calder. Carlton, good morning. 1-1.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. What do you say? Who's the douchebag?
I'm going to say it's got to be the rider for butting in where he doesn't really belong. I've had a similar incident where I was sitting in a bar one day and I watched a guy cock his old lady right off the bar stool.
Ugh.
So as I approached the gentleman to escort him out the door, the lady then jumped on my back and commenced to smacking me with a beer bottle.
Yeah.
So I learned not to get involved in that kind of incident.
That is not uncommon for law enforcement to deal with either. Like, they go into someone who's obviously been physical with a woman, and they go to, you know, restrain the guy, and all of a sudden the woman attacks them. That is not an uncommon occurrence. Thank you, Carl. I got 2-1 for the writers that we're at.
2-1, Greg.
Let's go to Ed. Ed, good morning. Who's the douchebag?
Good morning. I think the woman is the douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy practiced modern-day chivalry, which is people forget about.
Yeah, that is true, man. That is true. And all he did was, is everything okay? He did not get aggressive.
That's the whole point. He didn't do anything.
It was a simple yes or no answer would have been fine. But instead, he got the mind your own blank in business. So, modern-day chivalry.
Yeah, you know, people...
Go ahead.
People are wondering, you know, should he have gone over? You cannot touch a woman when you're in the heat of anger, no matter what.
Agreed.
And when he poked her, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming he may have poked her, but he also maybe he made the motion and it looked like he didn't. I don't know. I mean, I want to leave that door open for interpretation, but yeah, I get it. Thanks for the call, Ed. Appreciate it. Let's go to Darnell. Darnell, who's the douchebag here? Tied up, 2.
I think it's the writer.
Okay.
I'm kind of with roadkill. Mm-hmm. Kind of jumped the gun. And finger poking really isn't abuse. So I think if he took it a little further, then maybe I would have said something. But he should have minded his own business.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And I do. I get that, Scotty. I mean, waiting a little bit and just seeing what happens.
All right.
And
where's this more going? Like, not that I want anybody. I want her to get hurt or
anything.
No, of
course not. Of course not.
So
yeah,
he jumped the gun.
Waiting just a little bit, I totally understand that, but I'm probably gonna.
But then what if you wait just a little bit too late?
If the hit has already happened, I don't know. Just I would say something. Just double check. You know, I like how he sized the guy up and said, "I think I could take him." That was pretty funny. Let's go to Matt. Matt, good morning. Who's the douchebag?
I got to be honest, I'm shocked we've got as many as we do going the other way, but I think the couple that's telling him to go pound sand, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I want to clarify, was this Market Basket or Walmart parking lot?
I said in the letter it was the grocery store. And it's not indicative of the store. It just happened in a parking lot was basically the thing.
I get it. Yeah. I'm joking, man. But you know what? This day and age, we got to look out for each other. And you know what? Him stepping up and talking to them, that might have been the moment that they needed to realize maybe we need to calm down. He might have saved their marriage, if not prevented one of them from becoming, you know, violent and...
Okay, yeah. so wait a minute. Did you say the woman?
Voted for the couple.
Yeah, the couple, yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. So the woman. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the woman.
But then you're saying we got to reach out and help each other, right. But you're saying that
don't
it was the
out.
Woman. I just want to be clear here.
Yeah.
We do have to help each other. What I mean is, you know, him stepping in and talking to the couple was important at that moment. And you know what? So where he's not dead, we got to look out for each other.
Right. So you should say that.
But you're voting for the couple. Yeah, you're voting for the couple for the... being.
Right.
That makes sense.
No, you're right.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I got it backwards there. Yeah. I got it backwards.
So
okay,
now the score is 3-3.
3-3.
3-3. Walmart parking lot.
I got you. I get it. 3-3. Okay. Jeez. You made the joke once. You have to go back. What are you,
time.
Scott McMullen? You got to go be revisit.
Well, maybe he didn't feel enough time. People heard him.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, who's the douchebag here?
I would say it'd be the lady.
Wow.
That gentleman saw something he was concerned about and just asked a simple question.
There you go.
Their response, F you, tells you the mentality and the aggression of what that fight probably was and why he was concerned.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That's it.
All right.
Very
thank
well
you.
Said.
I appreciate that. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, who's the douchebag?
Wow. 4-3.
Wow.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, the writer. I mean, you know, it's like you said, domestic situations can be very dangerous. He observes it. He's ready to dial 911 if something were to go really bad, and then he can get himself involved. But, you know, you could be throwing gasoline on the fire if you go in there and, you know, now
okay.
The husband jumps out of the car and you go back and forth and mm-hmm. Now it's a big mess.
It.
But just observe it and be ready.
Observe and report is what Kevin is saying. Okay, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We are all tied up.
Greg?
All tied up. Alyssa!
Hello,
Alyssa. You are in the well, could be enviable or unenviable position of deciding the outcome. We are tied up at 4.
Oh, thank God! Thank God!
Who's the
douchebag?
I can't
believe how many people. The douchebag is definitely the woman, the couple. Really, I mean, I cannot believe how many people are on the other side. When did we stop being a community of humans caring about each other and looking out for one another? Like everyone was saying, I don't really care if I, you know, get a blank you, then at least I shot my shot and I was there for somebody.
Amen,
when
sister.
Did we stop being there?
Amen,
like that
sister.
For everyone?
You preach, girl. You go and you preach. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with you. All right. Thank you very much, Alyssa.
Thank you.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
I do see both sides. One matters to me more than the other. That's, you know what I mean?
I'm a big, like, mind your own business kind of person,
mm-hmm.
But there are certain things. And again, I think it was all about his delivery. He didn't go in there aggressive.
Right.
He didn't go in there trying to start anything more than what it already was.
Right.
He just wanted to make sure she was okay.
And Laura's point is excellent. If it was a woman that went over, I think the whole tone
absolutely.
Could have changed. Yeah. So yeah, that's also accurate. All right. Well, thanks for the calls. Appreciate it. We'll get to the emails and texts. Bam. There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Back Monday at 5:30. Till then. Enjoy yourself.